Welcome to the Daily Dad Podcast, where we provide one lesson every single day to help you with your most important job, being a parent. I'm Ryan Holiday, and I draw these lessons from ancient philosophy, modern psychology, practical wisdom, and insights from parents just like you all over the world. Thank you for listening, and we hope this helps. It's funny, when my kids run based on some cartoon or something they watch, they put their arms behind them. They like stick them out, not like out to the side, like behind them, even though I try to tell them that, you know, you're faster swinging your arms. But the point is, every kid wants to go Mach speed, and that's what Hoka thinks too. Delivering the same snappy ride as their adult style, the kids' Mach 6 is light, fast, and undeniably comfy. It's a lively pavement pounder geared to go the distance. The Durabrasion rubber outsole that's thicker than their adult's version has extra durability that your kids need. We all have a matching set now. It's a light, fast, and undeniably comfy shoe. It's got a kid-specific design, and the fit will free your kid's inner speedster for a daily fun. The adult version is not too bad either. To learn more about the kids' Mach 6 shoe, visit today's show notes and check it out. This is how they feel. You know when your flight is clearly delayed, like the plane's not even there, but the airline isn't updating anything? Or when you're supposed to be coming in for a landing, but you can feel the plane is circling the airport and the pilot hasn't said a word. You're told the plane is waiting on an inbound flight crew, that they're doing everything they can to speed things up, and you see the crew mosey on up an hour later holding Starbucks, which they clearly just stopped for. It's frustrating. It's so frustrating. And the same goes for when you're dealing with your insurance company or with a defective product, and the solution is obvious, but the representative won't do it. They're just saying the same thing to you over and over again, like it addresses your concern. What do you mean it's policy? What's that supposed to mean to me? This frustration, this powerlessness, this confusion that you feel, that's how your kids feel all the time. Whether they're 4 or 14, that's how they feel. Or more directly, that's how you make them feel. You've got them strapped in the car, subjected to your whim. You've got the power over the iPad or whether they can go over to their friend's house. And you do a terrible job explaining what's happening and why. When they argue or advocate for their interests, what do your kids hear? They hear the parenting version of its company policy. Because I said so. Our kids are so often in the dark. They get conflicting explanations from mom and dad. They get arbitrary rule enforcement. They get only minimal communication as to the reasons for any of it, and so little empathy too. Just as it's annoying and frustrating and anxiety-inducing the way customers are treated by the airlines, people by big business, it's all this and more to a kid in the world. Good communication, basic respect, empathy, it can go such a long way. Give them a sense of what's happening and why. Try to remember what it's like to be them. You were a kid once too. Try to help them prepare. Emotional vaccination, as we've talked about. Don't let your power go to your head. Respect them. Empathize.